Adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. While the native guards on Thorson's Island are holding off the attack of the Marine landing party, Thorson plans a clean getaway by setting off the entire store of high explosives stored deep beneath the castle by a time fuse while he sneaks away in a submarine. In the meantime, realizing that a frontal attack would be suicidal on such a strongly entrenched position, Captain Swain listens to a plan thought out by Jungle Jim. Its very audacity gives it a more than even chance for success. Jim and one sharpshooter plan to approach the castle from an unguarded flank, through a marsh, and pick the gun crews off one by one from ambush.
Well, those two guards won't bother us much from now on.
Nope. They're up in the happy hunting grounds by now, I hope. Can't never tell, though. Native is native in any climate, and they always know how to play possum.
Well, we need those uniforms. The very crux of the plan. We're lucky to have spotted them so soon. Quiet now.
Yes, sir. Well, this one's past playing possum. Here, Mr. Bradley. I'll get this uniform off for you.
No, thanks. I'll get it. You investigate that other one. And listen, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
I'd feel much more comfortable if you called me Jim.
Very well, sir. Jim. Hey, give me them pants. Huh? You will.
Will you? What's up, Sergeant?
Huh. What do you know? This guy was only knocked down, Jim. The bullet parted his hair, that's all. And I had to tap him on the noggin to get this uniform. But he won't wake up for some time now.
Good work.
Yeah.
So fella objected to you taking his pants, eh?
Yeah.
No sense of humor, these natives.
No, sir. Indeed, they haven't. Gosh, I sometimes wish they did have. Well, how do I look, sir?
Oh, you'll pass, muster.
Good. Well, let's go. You'd better lead the way, Jim. Hey, Jim. We might look like these guys in these uniforms, but suppose they speak to us. What lingo do they speak?
Spanish.
Oh.
But most of them understand some English. How is your Spanish, by the way?
Well, I can say hasta mañana and quien sabe and buenas noches.
Well, that's not bad. But I don't think we'll have too much conversation with them. Well, we must have passed the corner of the castle by now.
Yes.
I'm going to turn left. That should bring us behind the first machine gun nest in the back row.
Go ahead. I'm with you no matter where.
Easy now, easy. Even in these disguises, I'd rather see them before they see us.
Well, here's higher ground. Or is it just a hummock?
Well, from the steady rise, I'd say it was hard earth. We're through the swamp, Sergeant.
Look, Jim.
What?
That's the castle through the trees.
Yep. And our first stop. That gun is four men. Which two do you want, Sergeant?
Well, I'd like that pair on the right. Okay?
All right. You may fire when ready, Gridley.
Hey, my name is Mullins.
You may still fire when ready. Well, that's that.
Huh.
Say, tell me, where did you learn to shoot like that?
Oh, when I was a little shaver, hunting squirrel. Couldn't afford to miss then. Now, when I can afford to, I don't.
Well, it looks like we've attained objective one.
Ain't you going to take the gun over?
Now, let's see what happens for a few minutes.
Okay.
It's no use rushing. We've got all day. Well, no signs of activity yet. All right, come along.
Right. Holy mackerel! Where did they get a gun like this? We've only had these issued a few months ago. It's a beauty, Jim.
Nothing but the past is good enough for Thorson. You know this gun well?
Do I? Why, I can take this one apart and put it together blindfold.
Well, that's your second job. The first is to wipe out that crew below this wall in the forward post.
Just give me room to swing it.
And go ahead. Just a couple of short bursts. When another gun is shooting, cover up our sound. You don't even waste ammunition with a machine gun. That's objective number two.
Too bad this ain't the light gun. We could carry it.
Don't worry about guns. We'll take the others the way we got these. Now, tell me, what single part will render this gun useless?
The firing pin. See? Pull this lever back and take the steel bolt.
Put it back.
Okay.
Ah, it's a cinch. Now you cover me while I do just that to the gun up forward.
Hey, let me do that. I can do that in a jiffy.
Remember what the captain said about orders? Well, this is an order. You stay here.
Yes, sir. But you're nuts.
Thanks. But still cover the place with this gun.
Okay. Okay. I couldn't have done better myself.
Well, it works. Now for the next pair.
What an idea. Like sneaking up on a tiger and pulling his teeth one at a time. And furthermore, getting away with it.
While Jim is slowly operating a two-man blitz on Thorson's guards, Bill and Big Tom are rapidly finishing up Thorson's instructions to destroy every shred of evidence that would definitely connect them with the submarine base.
Gee, I get a kick out of fires. Even a little bonfire like this.
Throw some more turpentine on that. It's beginning to bog down.
Yeah, okay. Oh, look at that. Boy, it's beautiful,
huh? Come on, we got no time to stand around looking at a fire. Hustle up, the boss is waiting for us.
Yeah, it sure is pretty. Hey, Bill, here's a picture of the boss and Sasha. You suppose he'd want us to keep it, you know, for sentiment's sake?
In the fire with it. Why, if he could get his hands on that dame, he'd throw her in, too.
Yeah, I suppose so. Too bad. She was awful nice.
Yeah, awful nice. If it wasn't for her, them Marines wouldn't be here.
Hey, see who that is. Don't let them in, no.
Who is it? What do you want?
Boss Tom, big trouble.
Hey, Tom, you better talk to this guard.
All right, I'll be there in a minute.
Are you crazy? Still looking at that picture?
Give me that.
Go out and talk to that guard.
Now, what's the matter with you guys? Leave you alone for a few minutes, and what happens? You run into Papa. What's up?
Boss Tom, those guards on top one make big mistake. They shoot us in front line.
Well, they can't do that.
No, they do. They do. If they don't stop, we're going to turn the gun around and shoot them.
Now, don't do anything silly. You got plenty of Marines in front of you to shoot at. Never mind shooting your own people.
Well, what we do?
You make a tour of the top guns on the wall and tell them I said to be careful. Keep their fire up.
See?
If they shoot too low, it was an accident, that's all. Hurry now, and I'll be out in a few minutes.
Si, boss, now, matter.
How do you like that? Shooting at each other. Suppose these guys are cracking up? If they are, we want to get out of here fast. Hey, Bill, what do you say?
Well, we finished this job. Let's take one more look, Tom.
Yeah, come on, let's look for the elevator. Take it easy. We don't want any of those guards to see us taking it on the land.
Well, even if they do, what of it? A dirty look from one of them, and I'll plug them. Here, Tom, I'll open it.
What's the matter now? Just when we want this elevator, it goes haywire.
That's funny. I don't ever remember this happening before.
Yeah, let me try it again. You ain't got no license to run an elevator. Now, the power must be off, Bill. A fuse or something. Well, come on, we'll go down the stairs. The boss will be mad if we're late.
I wonder.
Don't wonder. You know the boss.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Maybe I know him too well.
Yeah, he's a great guy. What a brain. He always figures some way out of any kind of a situation, no matter how tough it looks to an ordinary guy like you and me. Huh, Bill?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. We're lucky to have a boss like Bull Thorson.
Maybe.
You ain't enthusiastic, are you? And while I don't like them submarines much, I'll sure be glad to get away from this island, won't you?
Sure.
Come on in, here's the door. You see, it's stuck.
Push harder on it, Tom.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Don't move.
And that's what I thought. It can't move. It's locked.
What do you mean it's locked? Can't be. The boss told us to meet him here.
How long does it take for something to filter through that thick skull of yours? We're stranded, Tom. He not only left the natives behind, but we've got the double cross, too.
Oh, he couldn't do that.
No? Listen closely. Quiet. What's that ticking?
That's the time fuse. It goes to the powder magazines. Hey, he did leave us. That's going to blow up. It's going to blow us up, Bill. Hey, Bill, what can we do? Come on. I'm going to get out of here. I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
Well, Captain Schwartz, here I am. You ready to sail?
Yeah, we are storing the last few supplies aboard now.
Fuel tanks full?
To the last bubble.
Torpedoes?
Bull Thorson, you gave orders to prepare for a maximum cruise. They have been obeyed to the letter. When do we leave?
Come with me. I want to take one last look around. This was a wonderful haven for our work, Captain. I hate to leave it.
Well, the fortunes of war. Next time, we will come out on top.
Yeah, but from here, we could have eventually dominated the Panama Canal.
That we still may do from South America. By the way, you are sailing alone, Bull?
Yes. Unfortunately, none of my companions wanted to come along.
Wanted?
Well, I sort of advanced the sailing schedule without formal notice.
Oh, yes, I see. Interesting, but it could be dangerous. And talk can always be, should we say, dangerous.
One reason for this last tour of inspection is to take a look at our store of explosives.
Yes?
Yes, I've got a time fuse running to it. I want to check the accuracy of the mechanism and connect it just before we leave. That will take care of anyone who might feel like telling anything.
Very interesting. But what's that?
Just a couple of mice caught in a trap. Now to connect the wires. Set the clock for, say, 1/2 hour, eh, Captain?
That should be plenty of time.
That's done. Come on, Captain.
We are ready to close the tower now, Bull.
So to Thorson's Island, goodbye.
Can Thorson escape scot-free? What of the cruiser outside in the harbor? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. Why, the whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.